You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, I hope you had a great week, and I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because when we pray, we are speaking directly to Jesus, and as we pray, we are building a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and let Him handle them. This lets us live free of worry, fear, or stress. Years ago, I had very little faith, hardly ever went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But in 2010, that all changed when after a series of events in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about giving in to gossip and how as Christians, we can never talk badly about anyone or participate with others criticizing or ridiculing someone behind their back. In the Christian world, there is absolutely no room for gossip. On today's show, our topic is when we feel alone. Loneliness is a difficult emotion to deal with. We may all get lonely from time to time, but when it's temporary, we typically move on without thinking much about it. But for those of us who are lonely often, that's not so easy, and it's a lot harder to deal with. There are many reasons why we may feel lonely. Perhaps we live alone. Maybe our spouse has passed away. Maybe we work in a remote area, or maybe we have recently relocated and we have not yet had a chance to meet anyone and make new friends. Whatever the reason, the feeling is the same, which is loneliness and sadness. But when we feel alone, we do have a choice. We can give in to the loneliness, which will often make us feel worse, and that can lead to depression. Or we can turn to the one friend who is always there waiting for us, and that is Jesus. The Lord never wants us to be alone. He is always there for us and is our friend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We may not think of Jesus as our friend, but I can assure you He is. In fact, in many ways, He's our best friend because He never turns us down, never ignores us when we need Him, and never chooses someone else over us. Jesus wants to be part of our lives, and for that reason, He is always waiting for us. All we have to do is reach out to Him, which we can do through prayer. Some of us may like solitude and the peace and quiet we experience when we are by ourselves, and that's fine. But if we are faced with long-lasting loneliness, causing us to feel abandoned and sad, then turning to the Lord is exactly what we need to do. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This Bible verse makes it clear that we should never feel lost or deserted because as long as we have the Lord with us, we are never alone. When we allow Jesus in our hearts, He will lead us, protect us, and bring joy and peace into our lives. When we feel alone, always remember to turn to Jesus and let Him show us that we are not alone, but rather that we are blessed because we have Him with us in our hearts. And when that happens, we will never feel alone. Understanding how the Lord is always there with us is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is when we feel alone. Loneliness is usually accompanied with sadness. These two emotions working together can very quickly get us depressed, and before we let that happen, we must reach out to the Lord for His help. When we do, we will feel much better because our loneliness will be replaced with the Lord's strength and comfort. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord wants us to come to Him for all of our needs. And when we feel alone, He wants us to reach out to Him. When we have Jesus with us, we are never alone. So when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling down, and when we're feeling alone, reach out to Jesus and let Him bring us to a better place. The first song I'm going to play today is called "I Put My Life in Your Hands." When I wrote this song, I thought about what my life used to be like when I had no relationship with Jesus and how it changed after I found the Lord and had Him in my heart. In the verses, we will hear about the fears and doubts I had and the feeling of being lost before I found Jesus. Then in a chorus, how much easier my life became once I put my life in the hands of our Lord. The words in the chorus are, "You take care of me. You are always there. I put my life in your hands. You protect me and you hear my prayers. I put my life in your hands." Please listen now to my song, "I Put My Life in Your Hands."
There are times when I give in to fear, and moments when I have doubt. There are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then suddenly I worry no more. You take care of me. You are always there. I put my life in your hands. You protect me and you I put my life in your hands.
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Today we're talking about when we feel alone. Loneliness is a hard emotion for any of us to shake, especially when it lasts a long time. Often the longer it lasts, the worse it gets, which can then lead to depression or addictions to substances such as alcohol or drugs to make us feel better. But before we let that happen and go down the wrong path, we need to stop, take hold of ourselves, and reach out to Jesus. Prayer really is the solution for everything. And when we feel alone, prayer is our way out of the loneliness. You see, when we pray to Jesus, really pray, which is when we talk to Him, open up to Him, and share our most intimate thoughts with Him, so many positive things take place. If we're lonely and pray to Jesus and let Him know about our loneliness and why, He not only listens, but He starts working behind the scenes on our behalf. And when that happens, all kinds of wonderful events take place. The examples I gave earlier in the show about why we may feel lonely, the first one was perhaps we live alone. Well, when we pray to Jesus and let Him know about our loneliness and why, we may soon find ourselves with an opportunity to move in with someone or someone who may need to move in with us. That might be a relative or a close friend. If we have lost our spouse, it's understandable we'd feel lonely. But through prayer, Jesus may help us to find another person in the same situation, and soon we are companions for one another. Now, it doesn't take the pain away from losing our spouse, but it does help significantly with the loneliness. And if we have relocated to a new area, possibly because of a job and do not know anyone, Jesus may lead us toward opportunities to find new friends. With Jesus, all things are possible. All we have to do is pray, be patient, and let it happen. We can also pray for others who we know are lonely and need more help than we can offer them. Pray to Jesus on their behalf and ask Him to intervene and help them find their way out of their loneliness by possibly bringing a new person or persons into their lives or changing something about their situation that will help them out of their loneliness. So as we go through our week, seek out Jesus through prayer and pray at least once every day. Start our prayers off by thanking the Lord for all we have and letting Him know how much we love Him. Pray for others and then pray for ourselves. Remember to be patient, and when we are asking for something, to not just pray on it once, but often, because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Continuing to talk about today's topic, when we feel alone, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This Bible verse tells us that the Lord has granted us strength that we must learn to use, and with that strength, not to fear anything, because the Lord is with us all the time. Always remember that. And when we know we have Jesus with us, we will never feel alone. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song with a special message. The song is called "Give Music to the Lord." Music is a big part of our Christian faith, for there are numerous Bible passages that talk about music and how the Lord wants us to worship Him through song and playing musical instruments. When we're in church, we must sing with the cantor, choir, or congregation. Even when we hear a Christian song on the radio, we should be willing to join, because music is another way of us worshiping our Lord, and it's what the Lord expects. In the verses we're about to hear, the lyrics tell us how we feel when we are singing praises to the Lord, and then in the chorus, the joy we experience when we are singing to the Lord. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
The joy he's bringing. When I hear music, I can't wait to start. My Lord is my salvation. When I'm singing, I praise his name. A joyful acclamation, a chance to truly proclaim. Come on and sing, shout, get everyone apart. Let voices ring out, give music to the
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the second Sunday of Lent. During the season of Lent, we are asked to take stock of ourselves with our faith and to look at how we can improve. We do this by spending more time in prayer, reading the Bible, and giving of ourselves to others. Our purpose here on earth is for us to be the best Christians we can be. And the Lenten season is a time for us to reflect on our weaknesses and how we can improve. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus has taken Peter, John, and James with him to the top of a mountain to pray. Suddenly, his face changes in appearance, and his clothes become dazzling white. Then he is seen speaking with Moses and Elijah. The three apostles do not know what to make of this. Then from the cloud, a voice is heard saying, This is my chosen son. Listen to him. As God has spoken, we as Christians are reminded of what the Son of God must endure by dying for our sins on the cross. The psalm today is Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and salvation." This psalm tells us that God is the source of guidance, providing us with clarity and protection from danger. Moreover, this psalm tells us that God is our guiding light and that we should have no reason to fear anything. Light represents knowledge and truth, while salvation indicates liberation and protection from harm. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and salvation."
My light in my salvation. The Lord is my light in my salvation. The Lord is my light in my salvation. The Lord is my light in my salvation. Servant, you are my helper, cast me
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, ASAP, Always Say a Prayer. Ever wonder about the abbreviation ASAP? Generally, we think of it in terms of even more hurry and stress in our lives. Maybe, if we think of this abbreviation in a different manner, we will begin to find a new way to deal with those rough days along the way. There's work to do, deadlines to meet. You've got no time to spare, but as you hurry and scurry, ASAP, always say a prayer. In the midst of family chaos, quality time is rare. Do your best, let God do the rest. ASAP, always say a prayer. It may seem like your worries are more than you can bear. Slow down and take a breather. ASAP, always say a prayer. God knows how stressful life is. He wants to ease our cares, and He'll respond to all your needs. ASAP, always say a prayer. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.